The first day, I remember that when we arrived at SeaTac, that was in 2003, it was very busy. We were a little bit anxious because when we arrived, the previous year was when 9/11 happened. So there was a whole bunch of security, and I had visited Seattle in the past, but I could sense that there were a lot more people watching, right? And people were less patient. We arrived very late in the evening, and so we headed straight to the hotel. The room that was given to us was like a small apartment, right? It had a small little living, it had a dining area, it had a small kitchenette, and then a bedroom. In fact, it was a blessing. I remember having that spacious room, which we found out later was actually a standard room. We actually ended up staying there for more than 80 days, you know, because it took us some time to find our permanent residence at that time. So after we arrived, because it was late in the evening, we had to look for something to eat. We have never been to a Mexican restaurant ever in our lives. So here we were, you know, we looked at the menu and we thought, well, okay, you know, let's go for it. We were a bit hungry already, and each of us chose a dish. So that was our first culture shock, because when the dishes came, we found that we had ordered three very large portions. It was a normal portion, I guess, in the States. And we thought that, okay, this must be really, really unusual. Maybe because, you know, it's this time of the night, they're about to close the restaurant. So they're like, you know, giving us everything before they close up for the night. So that was a very distinct memory of that very first day. And that's why it stays with me until today. Because it was such a unique experience, and we were totally shocked. I still remember we were really, really shocked when the food came out. But nope, there was a normal portion, and I guess that was the beginning of our adventure. It was a welcome to America kind of moment, right? Yes.